From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride, and I put on my walking shoes, and I got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end, flew out to LA for the just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. I love it when she calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me wanna shout. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach wearing nothing but a smile playing. Kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. Just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. Woo. Cute, cute, cute. She likes to write our names in the sand. She's hearing wedding bells and making plans. She's gonna hang around a while, I guess. And she hadn't even told me she loves me yet. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach wearing nothing but a smile playing. Kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. Just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. She makes me feel just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation continuing to march toward a partial government shutdown Friday night. The White House sit-down between President Biden and the big four congressional leaders produced
no breakthrough, but Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson sounding upbeat.
We're very optimistic.
But few signs of progress on passing new funding for Ukraine.
The meeting on Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer describing how all the leaders in the room tried to convince Johnson to stop stalling and support new Ukraine funding.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Here in New York City, a federal jury convicted Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington of the murder in 2002 of Jason Mizell, Jam Master Jay of Run DMC fame, over what prosecutors called a failed drug deal. Strong wind, dry grass, and unseasonably warm temperatures combined to produce a series of wildfires across the Texas Panhandle. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Yesterday at the Mercantile Exchange, March milk closed at 1724, April at 1756, May 1784, June at 1816. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were mixed. Barrels were steady at 167, while 40-pound blocks were up 2 to 161. 4-trade a barrel, 2-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 280. 83.5, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.75 to 118, no trades. Dry whey down 4.5 to 45.25, 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets closed mostly lower on the day. Feeder cattle were mostly mixed, basically a combination of some profit-taking in the markets, some weakness in the cash markets as well, helping to pressure specifically the live cattle markets the most. Hog markets also mostly lower, especially in the nearby months, due to a drop in some of the pork cutout values, along with some profit taking. February live cattle down 12 cents to 185.60. March feeder cattle down 5 cents to 253. April hogs down 37 cents to 85.90. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat was the upside leader, with prices holding on to gains into the close, with widely swinging temperatures from record warmth to sub-freezing cold, combined with 50-mile-an-hour winds are causing some concerns for the USHRW crops. Corn spent most of the day trading slightly higher as well. Now, China did purchase 8 to 12 cargoes of Ukrainian corn this week, but there are rumors that China is shopping for U.S. corn. Soybeans started the day higher, only to reverse and close lower. Cheap Brazilian soybean offers limited export sales. March corn was at 409, May 424.5, new crop at 460.75, March beans at 1137, March wheat at 585.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 349, March 352, April 355, new crop at 405. Cash beans 1054, March 1059, April 1054, new crop at 1031. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 367, March 374, April 384, new crop 405.5, Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 373, March 373, April 388, new crop at 410. Synergy Co-op in Elk Mound, cash corn 358, April 361, and new crop at 405, cash beans 1058, April 1061, new crop 1056. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 354, new crop at 405, cash beans 1054, new crop at 1047. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 385, April 397, May 399, new crop 410, cash beans 1088, April 1114, May 1116, new crop 1076. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, new crop 405, cash beans 1064, new crop 1056. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 161 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 129 to 166, market cows 81 to 120, bulls 115 to 130, calves 430 to 840, beef steers 135 to 315, Holstein steers 125 to 265. Sheep markets, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 70 and down, and rams 80 and down. Goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 170 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 178 to 188, finished beef heifers 178 to 192, finished dairy steers 154 to 162, market cows 88 to 113, market bulls 110 to 133. That is a check of markets. Reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a lot colder today, mostly sunny. 21 our high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. And that's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits most of the day. Tonight, clear, down to 11. Tomorrow, we'll bounce back fast. Sunshine 50 by Friday, 58. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna a band from Louisiana tonight. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living
living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beau Soleil is coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a twister partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. Then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went. 2.7 seconds on a full length Fu Manchu. Man, I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
Film on Dolby Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We live in the land of plenty, but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. There's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. Cause brothers, it's a fact, if we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours.
save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Leave it and pass it on down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Alabama, pass it on down here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning from Houston, Texas, and the Commodity Classic as date number one of Commodity Classic. And we'll be having some interviews and more coming up in future editions of the Morning Farm Report from Commodity Classic, as we'll be chatting with Wisconsin corn growers, Wisconsin soybean growers as well, that are attending this year's Commodity Classic. Coming up next hour, well, we will have a check of our weather forecast. We have temperatures in the single digits this morning. Yeah, what a difference a day makes, huh? We're only going to see highs in the teens today, but this cold snap is very short-lived. We'll have more details again next hour in our ag weather forecast. Plus, we'll be talking with some folks from Synergy Co-op as well next hour about forage and nutrition for our livestock. That'll come up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A trade mission will highlight the benefits of trading with Cuba. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently led a trade mission to Cuba with the hopes of eventually improving trade between the two countries. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney talked about why they took the trade trip to the island nation.
This time we had seven of our members. Always we take a special guest. And the idea is to go learn, network, and build trust, build friendships, identify the market for sure. And then to the degree that there are any policy things that we can help with, not negotiate, but there's a lot we can do and support, and that's what we're doing, and that's why we went to Cuba.
He says Cuba makes a lot of sense as a trading partner.
The logical reasons are it is so very close to the U.S. The second reason is there is a great need. It is much, much greater. Things are not well in food and agriculture in Cuba, we learned. And gosh, we trade with all kinds of people. We trade with countries that are our friends. We trade with countries that are so-called foes. And it would seem logical that close, that needy, that Cuba might be one.
Cuba has a great deal of commodity needs that U.S. farmers would be happy to fill.
I'd start with protein. Now, they are buying a lot of our chicken. Many people do not know that. It's almost all quarter legs. They can do it cheaper from us than they can with their own farmers. Right now, they don't have the hard currency to buy feed. So they are down 90, that's 90% in pork production. They're down very substantially in poultry. So we are still supplying, as we were and have been for many years, a lot of poultry. There is some rice going there. We heard that there were a few containers of eggs that went there. I mean shell eggs in containers. feed grains they need feed.
In recent years, the Cuban government has made notable changes in policies. He's hopeful it's the first step to eventually thaw relations between the North American neighbors.
The key to this, and most people do not know this, is that under then-President Raul Castro, it has changed. There's a new one now. But he's continuing Raul Castro's philosophy. They changed the Constitution to allow for private entities. It doesn't all have to go through the federal government and then out to the people. And there have been several thousand private businesses pop up. The same could be said for cooperatives, and they're fairly similar to cooperatives as we know it. There are some that are very tied to the government. There are others that are not tied to the government.
NASDA CEO Ted McKinney. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-735-1275. 800-735-1275. That's 800-735-1275.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a lot colder today, mostly sunny, 21 our high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, and that's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits most of the day. Tonight, clear, down to 11. Tomorrow, we'll bounce back fast. Sunshine, 50 by Friday, 58. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up. Flying boots and talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you." Kept saying, "I've never really done this
kind of thing before. Have you?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw, Third Rate Romance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the single digits across the region this morning. And good morning once again from Houston, Texas and Commodity Classic as we're gearing up for a very busy next couple of days. Corn Congress going on. The Soybean National Soybean Board also having their big meeting as well. Wisconsin corn and soybean growers attending both of those meetings, and we'll have more with the Commodity Classic as well here coming up in future editions of the Morning Farm Report and also later on this week as well. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Morton Buildings. The 2024 Commodity Classic gets underway today in Houston, Texas, as farmers from around the country gather for this massive event. I'll be at the Case IH booth with Max Armstrong this afternoon. Leave it here for more details.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Yes, indeed, it's here already. The 2024 Commodity Classic gets underway this afternoon at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston, Texas. This annual event, held since 1996, brings together thousands of farmers and allied industry for 4 days of association meetings, policy updates, tours, and a massive trade show. If you're going to be at the Classic today on Wednesday, Max Armstrong and I will be taping This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH booth from 3 to 5 Central Time. Come on by and give us a wave. We'll be talking markets with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, getting the latest updates from the folks at Case headquarters, and talking with industry leaders about policy issues ahead for the year. And that's a big part of why the event happens each winter. Five organizations, the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers partner each year to host this event. But attendees will be there representing nearly every kind of crop grown in the United States. Last year's attendance set a record at 10,400 people, and organizers are hopeful to surpass it this year, particularly as the Houston Rodeo is happening right nearby, offering other choices for entertainment in the evenings. During the day, however, big topics will be under discussion. Two leaders of major federal agencies will kick off tomorrow's general session with Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, and Michael Regan, the EPA Administrator, discussing policy around topics like biofuels, conservation, and the growing bioeconomy, and more. Tomorrow, we'll also bring a panel discussion with the leaders of the five presenting organizations. That's a recurring event that's always a hit with the crowd. I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Yes, come see Max Armstrong and I this afternoon at the Commodity Classic in Houston. We'll be filming This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH booth from 3 to 5 Central Time, and we'd love for you to stop by. Be sure to catch the show this weekend on RFD-TV or on the best local affiliates. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Morton Buildings. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel has been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-95-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 866-95-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start on their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timelines, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 866-95-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 866-95-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100, perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450, favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your day. Living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play? See, the rules of thumb are all the same. They measure every day. The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Even I said it, probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. If we had an hourglass to watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass, we'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? We never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old. And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill. Even I said it probably always will. But I work and worry looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Even I said it, probably always will. I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill.
No time to kill.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just got home late last night. This old town
was a welcome sight. I couldn't wait to see you again. Oh, how long it's been. When I open the door, looking all around, and you were nowhere to be found. I called our friends just to see if they might.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston. In 2023, Rock County led all Wisconsin counties in total soybean production with 5.5 million bushels, according to USDA. Dane County was second, Dodge third, Grant fourth, and Lafayette fifth. Now, statewide, 13 counties averaged yields of at least 55 bushels an acre. Grant County had the highest yield with an average of 64.7 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, Dane County was the highest ranking county for corn for grain production with 30 million bushels produced. Grant, Lafayette, Rock, and Dodge rounded out the top five. One other county had production of more than 20 million bushels, and that sixth county was Columbia. Lafayette led all counties with an average yield of 210 bushels per acre. Grant was at 207.8 bushels an acre. Pierce at 200 bushels an acre. Dodge at 199.9 bushels an acre. And believe it or not, Milwaukee County had 197.3 bushels per acre of corn, according to USDA. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is leading a delegation of lawmakers in a letter urging the Environmental Protection Agency to allow for summertime E15 sales this year. Last week, EPA finalized a rule to approve year-round E15 sales but delayed implementation until 2025. The rule allows eight states to use the same volatility limits for E15 and E10 and was in response to a petition by governors of eight Midwestern states seeking year-round availability of E15. The petition includes Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Grassley and the Iowa delegation contend the delay will have devastating effects on biofuel producers, farmers, and families across the country. The letter states, we request once again the EPA immediately implement its rule to ensure E15 is available year-round, no later than March 31st of this year. The Department of Agriculture Tuesday published the intent to establish the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verifier Program report. Authorized under the Growing Climate Solutions Act, the report explains how the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verifier Program will facilitate farmer, rancher, and private forest landowner participation in volatility carbon markets. Agriculture Secretary Vilsack says the new program will provide resources for producers and landowners, helping them to pursue opportunities to generate revenue while still benefiting the environment. The report justifies the secretary's intent to establish the program following an earlier publication, which found that voluntary carbon markets offer a promising tool to achieve greenhouse gas reductions from the agriculture and forest sectors and also support producer livelihoods. USDA's Risk Management Agency will expand crop insurance tailored for nursery producers to all counties in all states. Nursery Value Select is a pilot program that enables nursery producers to select the dollar amount of coverage that best fits their risk management needs. Its expansion is part of USDA's Risk Management Agency efforts to provide insurance options for a broader group of producers, including specialty crop producers. RMA Administrator Marissa Bunger says this insurance option meets a critical need of American nursery producers. Nursery Value Select provides similar but improving coverage to the longstanding Nursery Field Grown and Container Program. The program also covers field grown and containerized nursery plants and offers coverage levels between catastrophic and 75%. Before the expansion, the program was only available in select counties in 9 states. But beginning with the 2025 crop year, Nursery Value Select will be available in all counties in all states. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a lot colder today, mostly sunny. 21 our high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. And that's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits most of the day. Tonight, clear down to 11. Tomorrow, we'll bounce back fast. Sunshine 50 by Friday, 58. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet, Google lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid.
the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid.